This is East End Inc. Tonight we present three East End poets reading at the Shelter Island Library in June of 2021 at the library's annual Richard Varney Poetry Session. Poetry lover Richard Varney grew up in Garden City and spent summers on Shelter Island. He graduated from Harvard and worked in government and the corporate world. Varney took over the Poetry Roundtable at the Shelter Island Library in 2016. After Varney died of cancer in 2018, his friend set up a poetry collection in his name at the library. Tonight's poetry session was organized by Shelter Island poet Virginia Walker. Sag Harbor's George Held began the reading.
I just want to call attention initially to this little book. I don't know if you can see, it's called Absolute Death and Others. And absolute is spelled like the vodka without the T, the E at the end. And I just like to read the title poem from this volume, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Absolutes the perfect ablution for those in need of absolution. Here's one of my recent poems. As I've gotten older, I tend to write shorter and shorter poems. It's hard to keep my train of thought beyond a dozen lines or so. This poem begins with the meter suggested by Joyce Kilmer, who wrote a poem called Trees. And this poem is called Winter Measure. Of course, we're in the hot summer in a day or two. And it goes this way. I doubt that I will ever see a bird as lively as that chickadee dancing on the skeleton of a sugar maple tree. There is no lesson here, just the winter pleasure of taking the measure of a tiny creature searching for lace wing or seed and striving to stay alive. Now, this poem is actually about to be published in a small online journal called First Literary Magazine East. It's called Glass History, and it's a local poem. This black and blue shard, men made from the earth by heating sand, potash, lime, and iron oxide to form millions of black glass vessels filled with inebriating liquor. Then an inebriated seaman tossed an empty bottle, returned to its origins in sand and sea, transformed to this black and blue glass shard, a sign of this harbor's past. That harbor is Sag Harbor, where I'm reading right now. Virginia was kind enough to mention my venture into haiku. It's a poem of maximum 17 syllables, usually broken into three lines, with the middle line longer than lines one and three. And in this poem, I use only six words in this haiku. Seven juncos scavenging in the snow. Seven juncos. And it's normal to read a haiku twice because it's so short, The listener may not get it. So here it goes again. Seven juncos scavenging in the snow. Seven juncos. And here's another one. I speculate in this haiku about the inventors of haiku way back in Japan in the Middle Ages, or the early Renaissance for us. The first haikuists resisting the urge to enlarge. The first haikuists resisting the urge to enlarge. This poem I wrote after hearing the 50-ish poet James Arthur read one day in New York. He's a widely admired poet from Johns Hopkins University, and his first collection is from Johns Hopkins University Press. And he wrote this poem, he explained, after seeing his son to bed one night, and the son calls the moon, Moom. So the poem is called After Arthur, Good Night, Moom. Say good night to those boon rhymes, moon, June, tune, swoon. And welcome in a new set, moom, room, gloom, tomb. More promising, more fruitful for poets who dote on their darling sons as night falls about them, making sunrise seem more promising, more fruitful than ever before. This poem is written after John Donne's famous poem, Go and Catch a Falling Star, which is an example of the genre called the impossibility poem. And it's called Impossibility. I'd love to go and catch a falling star, or get with child a mandrake root. Impossibility is such a hoot. I'd love to hug a giant oak, or soar high above, but my arms are too short. My flight would abort. Still, impossibility appeals to obstreperous, cantankerous me, impossibly drawn to futile pursuit of what's beyond the rim, while here on earth my thoughts are full of whimsy. This is the kind of poem that I love to write and which I know no one will ever publish, because it's a poem that amuses only me. And it's a poem about language. And it's about the poem, it's about the word emergence, which is the title, emergence. Emergence, a curious word, descended from the Latin emergere, root emerge, Latin ex from plus merge to immerse, as if appearing out of the wetness, emerge from the womb, from a cocoon, to become prominent, known, emerge from obscurity, to recover or survive, emerge from a coma. Partly rhymes with emergent. Compare emergency, as in done sermons upon emergent occasions.
This is East End Inc. We're listening to the annual Richard Varney poetry reading recorded at the Shelter Island Library in June of 2021. We heard poet George Held. Next up, here's East Hampton poet Pauline Yates.
My first poem is inspired by a quote from Stephen Hawking. "We're just an advanced breed of monkeys on a minor planet of a very average star, but we can understand the universe. That makes us something very special." The poem's called Special. "If you are not moved to wonder nor humbled by living on a fragile floating sphere, circling a larger flaming ball of nuclear fire, which in its turn circles a hungry cosmic black hole among billions, all exploded from a singularity of nothingness, while at the same time you have capacity to think and speak and wonder and, yes, deeply love. If you're not moved by this, it's doubtful that poetry, transcendence, or special will ever be possible for you." In order to get to anything, we first got to really find what it is we have to say. Ernest Hemingway said, "All you have to do is write one true sentence." And this poem is called Find Your Voice. First, you find your voice. Land on it. Learn how to listen profoundly to yourself. This is your beginning move. Unleash the gift located at your core, knowledge you always carry there within you. Honor its origin as your own. Speak up, sing out loud. Write your story on blank pages and scatter them before the world. Stand up to your fear stalker. Face down your shaming shadow. Scale your wall of vulnerability. Stand tall in the market square. Go public, get soul naked. Flaunt your spark of genius. Shout it on the airwaves, strut it in the streets. Magnificent and humbled, say before the world, here, this is who I am, my gift to you. That is to find your voice. My first poem is inspired by a quote from Stephen Any
Hawking.
Worthwhile endeavor carries
just
risk
an advanced breed of monkeys size of the on a minor planet of a very average
how
star.
Scared we're going to be,
but we can understand the universe.
Winston Churchill said, something
success consists of going from failure to failure
special.
Without loss of enthusiasm.
If you are not moved
and
to wonder nor
failure.
Humbled by living
Petri
on a fragile
victory,
floating sphere,
mastery
circling
takes
a larger flaming
roots,
ball of nuclear
growth,
fire,
where artistry
which
accrues,
in its turn
transcends
a hungry
cosmic
black hole among
wisdom
billions,
waits in disappointment,
all exploded,
can
from
be
a singularity
of false
of
starts,
nothingness,
feats of grace,
while at the same time
the force of
you have
genius,
capacity,
all of this
awakens out of
and
failure.
Wonder.
And yes,
quixotic
vagaries
of broken code.
If you're not
virtual
moved
vexations,
by this,
chaotic
doubtful,
workarounds,
poetry,
answers lie in quantum
or special,
will
always
ever
be
process
for you.
Change and flux.
There is never culmination. The state of being is eternally becoming, an endless road to something else, and a work in progress never can go wrong. So if you cringe at imperfection, clutch at flow while fears fester, don't fret. Improvise like Miles, chant the jazz man's mantra. Every note's a test. You know, any worthwhile endeavor carries risk, and the size of the opportunity usually dictates how scared we're going to be, how fearful of failure. Winston Churchill said, success consists of going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. And this poem is called Failure. Petri dish of victory. Mastery takes seed in failure's roots. Growth where artistry accrues, transcendent in the reach for virtuosity. Wisdom waits in disappointment, candy trails of false starts, feats of grace, tour de force of genius. All of this awakens out of failure. Quixotic vagaries of broken code, virtual vexations, chaotic workarounds, answers lie in quantum emptiness. All is process, change, and flux. There is never culmination. The state of being is eternally becoming, an endless road to something else, and a work in progress never can go wrong. So if you cringe at imperfection, clutch at flow while fears fester, don't fret. Improvise like Miles, chant the jazz man's mantra. Every note's a test. In order to get to anything, we first got to really find what it is we have to say. Ernest Hemingway said, all you have to do is write one true sentence. And this poem is called Find Your Voice. First, you find your voice. Land on it. Learn how to listen profoundly to yourself. This is your beginning move. Unleash the gift located at your core, knowledge you always carry there within you. Honor its origin as your own. Speak up, sing out loud. Write your story on blank pages and scatter them before the world. Stand up to your fear, stalker. Face down your shaming shadow. Scale your wall of vulnerability. Stand tall in the market square. Go public, get soul naked. Flaunt your spark of genius. Shout it on the airwaves, strut it in the streets. Magnificent and humbled, say before the world, here, this is who I am, my gift to you. That is to find your voice. This should have a quote by Tony Robbins, but it doesn't. So it's called To-Do Lists. Yesterday, a tyrant spirit rose up, weighed me down, dulled out on a list dictated by some former organizer self the day before. Focus, it barked, panic closing off its throat. Hang in, get caught up, get it done or fall behind tomorrow. Today, a wild, truer present self knows better. She dreams as morning light winnows psychedelic acid green from new leaves opening, knifes through handicaps born of winter lockup, breaks out from hibernation, trades it in for sassy strut and swing of life awakening. That self who plotted out the never-to-be-landed future disappeared into a past that never thought to live exalted in a present. That ever incandescent, ever present moment now, the true, authentic treasure of a life. Days, years, future, past are only memory and measure. And then this last poem is a different kind of poem. It's sort of about we as humans are part of this larger natural order and how we relate to each other and how love binds us. It's called Symphony. Ours is the briny blood of oceans, pulse reverberating fathoms deep from shell-strewn bedrock. flesh filled out in fragrant soil, unlikely life emerging from a spinning sapphire sphere. Spring, scampering puppy joy, wavelets skim the bay, suggestive tease of April, shifting mood like mercury, as splints of silver light ply the horizon, suspend us in a momentary perfect slice of wonder. Summer, sunsplash rides on backlit waves that roil to shore, exult in their magnificence, revel in the sultry adulation of an August sky, like ballerinas billowing upon a clean-lit stage, preen and bask in prima glory. Autumn, as we strive to find a solid equinox in place and time, a jagged seahawk soars to ride September wind shear, restores us to the infinite, ancient mystery of emptiness from where, like churning tides, we also rise. Winter, thunderous, oil-slicked granite swells of solstice, heavy, heave beneath a tired, worn-out sun, drizzle chill on faded muslin skies, tumbling stones in tattered winds. Like us, they brace against insurgent dusk of early afternoon.
This is East End Inc. We continue with the Shelter Island Library annual Richard Varney poetry reading. Here is Shelter Island poet Virginia Walker.
Easy to find, mountains are hard to know. Traveling into them, we still lean seaward. We dream of saltwater bays and inlets, tell ocean stories to the rivers and streams. Over green mountains we drift, we flow and flower in all manner of space. 2 centuries ago, settlers struggled to farm this thin, rocky soil, long abandoned. Hemlock and other hardwoods have reclaimed the glaciated slopes. Like these woods, we are new humans, new growth from old roots. We are the children of abandoned landscapes and forgotten ideas, penetrating the igneous and metamorphic to learn new ways. There are no secret places in the world where we can hold conversations with the universe, places where the infinite is shallow enough for a human to wade in, where we map our course by the changing pitch of a hermit thrush. The key to knowing mountains is to come at yourself with ease, to walk simply through all the tight spaces. In the fall of 2020, my husband had to have an x-ray and scan of his ribs because of a pain. And the hospital said there were anomalies in the pictures, possibly from cancer spread to the bone. I wrote the next poem in the 10 days between that pronouncement and a PET scan at another hospital that cleared my husband of all cancer. So this was written in the interim, that indefinite time period. Lanterns of autumn. Sassafras is one, golden like a lamp in the night, sky darkening around its outline, fractal. I stand where I intend to bury bulbs and weep for the fright in my mind's night, unconfirmed. Yet a scan, anomalous, pulls me back through the years to his cancer fight and then triumph. The lantern glows with life, even a temporary death, but we are older now, and I look at lanterns of autumn striking our woods with gold, and I'm less sure of the spring. I have been here before 24 years ago in our 50s, when life held years to go. He is 83, and I near 79, and even in the November afternoon, with summer air, the night is nigh. The lanterns of autumn glow but for a moment of days before they too tatter asunder to the ground. Daily awe. How can we bear all this daily awe? The petal of the lily before it falls, the throat of the hummingbird flashing, the shadows lacing the lawn's densities. These beauties hold us in place even when we wish to flee the disappointments that crown the same days of eternal awe. Winter lied, moon lied, fire lied, all dazzle. The darkness of crows, the hardness of stones, the winds that carry away all the blossoms of a day, the salty embrace of the sea, the muck of lake, the lamp in the night leading us home. A plan takes us forward as we swirl through that we can change and what changes us. We find the eternal in the inescapable rush of the senses held fast by daily awe. Yeah. I won't let you figure out which war, but I guess you know. And my final poem, The Silencing of a Questioning Opposition, is very commonplace, ubiquitous even, and closer than we want to acknowledge. The impulse to a totalitarian control may be the tick of our age, Orwellian, and disregarded by most. A skim of ordinariness. A skim of ordinariness settles over all, as the straw men pose and posture, while women in white jig a dance of prods. Away, away, they are told, this is the new normal. Must we then forget the buried dissidents? We sing together empty tunes as hollow as the straw men who have made words void. Orwell warned us, we stopped our ears. See, still yield bodies fleeing paradise, but the trowels ever slather the stucco over the lathing of bones and idiot souls still enthralled with blueprints of pure forms. Straw glinting in sun appeared cities of gold. How many souls died defending and protecting a muddy mirage of the perfect? Wives wander past the false fronts, white forms keen in pain.
This is East End Inc. We heard poets George Held, Pauline Yates, and Virginia Walker recorded at the Shelter Island Library's annual Richard Varney Poetry Reading. A complete recording of the reading is available at eastendinc.blogspot.com. Upcoming literary events on Long Island include the weekly poetry workshop on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. at the Long Island Poetry and Literature Repository, located at 1650 Sycamore Avenue in Bohemia, New York. Also at that location, the Gathering Flowers Anthology reading with poets Fran Kasten, Aurel Protopopescu, and Barbara Southard will be presented on Friday, December 17th at 6:30 p.m. More information is at 631-413-7702. 631-413-7702. The literary readings at Canio's Cultural Cafe in Sag Harbor can be found on their listing at canios.wordpress.com. East End Inc. is heard on the 4th and occasional 5th Wednesday at this time. Programs are archived at eastendinc.blogspot.com. And the podcasts are at soundcloud.com. Search for East End Inc. Today's East End Inc. was produced by Tony Ernst with the help of Virginia Walker.